This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Based off of the conversation we have already, I'm just going to try to be as straightforward as possible. So you're probably going to say the same thing because it's like I'm kind of like all over the place. But pretty much I love making films. Like, that's been my passion since I was very young.
Okay.
And I kind of carried that on. I was acting a lot in it before, and now I'm actually producing short films, sketches, stuff of different sort. I'm doing like Pakistani Indian content, and I'm also doing American content, so I can kind of get both of the crowd. And I know a lot of actors here, so a lot of resources come easy to me in order to cast them and use them. So I've been in Houston for a really long time. I've been really social, so I built that type of network. Now, with all the content that I'm creating, it comes with a cost. And whenever I'm doing any type of production, I'm the one that's forking out the money. I'm trying to keep it as cost-effective as possible, but, you know, I just can't control that sometimes, but I try my best. So with that being said, that's my main passion. I love doing that. But now when it comes to, like, I'm 28, right? So and I'm glad Hassan Minhaj is there too, because you can kind of relate. I have Pakistani parents. They're on my case about getting married, like, every single day. My entire family is, right? So they're pushing me. They're obviously not with my filmmaking stuff, which is all good, and I understand. And I'm a marketing advertising major, right? So I just started a marketing company. I'm working on gearing it up. So I have two videographers, a photographer. I have a, you know, social media person. So that business is going slow because I'm the only sales guy. So I'm with my films, I direct, I write them. I act in them, I produce, I do everything, a cast, and then on my business side is I'm the one that's doing all the sales call, following up, doing the admin work. So I'm wearing all the hats. There's nobody else. There's only me doing all that work. So I do stuff for businesses to make a little bit of money, and then I do my passionate stuff. Now with my business stuff, it's not sparking up like as fast as I wanted to, just because you know how the sales game goes. So and I can be the first to admit I never had the best work ethic growing up. And that's why I love Gary. God, I love him. Like, he's just like, I listen, you're my top guy. So like, you're telling me, you're being straight up on all your posts about don't care what people think, grind, come back and grind. And I'm trying to do that, but honestly, I get burned out and I'm just like, dude, I want to do my films. I have all these crazy ideas when I'm driving, when I'm listening to music, but then I got to make money somehow. And then, so I just picked up a part-time sales job. So now that's another addition that what I'm doing. So it's just like, I'm spreading myself a little too thin, but dude, ideas, everything I put out, everyone likes. I'm getting a lot of recognition in Houston. So when people see me randomly come up to me, it's like, hey, you're the guy in the video. Can I get a picture? Like, they're all telling me, like, I love your stuff. So I know it's going well and I believe in my stuff, but it's just too much that I'm doing. And I mean, I'm still learning about business. I never owned a business. I never knew anything about a business. So I'm like a student to that. But the quality of stuff I'm doing for the business is appreciated, so I know I'm doing good there too. So I'm just kind of like, God, like, what do I do? And I'm getting older. I'm like, man, I need to grasp something, but I don't know.
Let me get this straight. So you're just living life, right? Like, you're living, like, first of all, the fact that you took zero breaths in that rant, destroyed. Here we are, like, he's unbelievably funny. I'm like weirdly like, oh shit, I want to be funny too now because I'm hanging with him. You just destroyed
The question?
Oh, the question was,
You.
The question's easy, I understand the question.
There was no final statement.
No. The question is the question Shub, don't worry. I heard the question because I get that question every day. It's
kid and I need to get married. My parents are pushing me to
It's no, ready?
Years,
no,
hold on,
Shub. You got to talk for 9.5 hours. Hold on 1 second. His question was quite simple, actually. I have my voice, and then there's all the outside voices. How do I balance, right?
Yes.
And you know this, and we've all been through it in one version. Couple things. The reality is this. There was a couple themes in there that excited me. I have a very big thesis that if you are a Jordan and LeBron fan, you also highly are likely to be lazy, which you admitted in there, excites the shit out of me. And I think it's an interesting insight, Shob, and I'm being serious with you. I think what's super interesting about what you were talking about is you don't love the process. I'm about to fuck with everybody's heads really quick here. The reason I love people who stick with their town's teams is the journey to finally get good is so much more intoxicating than being good. I'm not joking. This may sound funny. I'm really trying to help you, Shub, because I want you to win. I think you need to fall in love with the process of the grind versus the anxiousness of getting there. Like, the celebrating is not the fun part. The process of getting there is. And so when I look at your narrative that you just went through, you're trying to, you want the good stuff that comes along with it. You like the selfie that you take in Houston once in a while because they saw the video and you're a local celebrity, right? But the reality is you've got to fall in love with the shit. The people who never get lazy sometimes are obsessed with the process of what they're up to. I have never, ever gotten lazy sometimes because I've been addicted to everything I've done post-school. I got lazy all the time in school because I hated it. I think you need to look into the insight. I think you need to deploy triple humility. Like, why are you not going all in on film? Is it because, do you live at home?
No, I have an apartment, which wasn't the best decision. Like, I mean, I do have an apartment. I moved
you
out.
You should
my
live at home.
House. Right, I'm moving back home, but moving out was great. I mean, it
was
it
great in the short term,
life.
Dick. You spent money that meant nothing, and you could have used that money to not do side jobs and keep crushing your craft.
Right.
Like, it was super great to have that party when everybody came over. It was pumped to have a spot to have your girl over in, but it wasn't great in the macro that's driving your life. You're young as shit. You feel old at 28. I'd rip my fucking leg off to be 28.
You didn't think you were going to call in and get an Indian dad, did you? Gary, straight up Indian dad.
No, I'm not Indian dad. You know why? Don't marry anybody. Don't listen to a word I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. Do you, but be patient and do it properly.
But that table slam was very Indian dad. That... You're moving home. That was Indian dad as fuck.
No, I was excited because if you... Are you actually moving home or were you ranting with me?
No, for sure. I already put on my 2 months notice.
This is Brown.
Are you about to be...
Brown to Brown.
Yes, but are you going to be the Indian mom right now? I'm curious.
No.
I'm just curious.
I'm just
trying to see what we're doing here. I want to be on the same page.
I'm going to add value to a lot of South Asian people that are watching this, okay? So you get two major decisions. You know this. As children of immigrants, we get two major decisions. Who we love and what we choose to do. I'll say that again. Who we love, i.e. who you marry. That's a big deal in our community. And what you do. So those are your big
two decisions.
How is
that different than white Sally? I'm asking.
Because at 18, the majority of my American friends,
yes.
You're free to do whatever. You're literally forced to move out of the house.
I understand.
So those two choices are yours.
I understand.
Okay?
I understand.
We are property of our fathers. I am property of Najmi Minhaj. You know what I mean? It was a big fight to be like, this is who I'm marrying and this is what I'm choosing to do. It was a fight because immigrant parents are like, no, I own you. Fuck you talking about your choosing. I own you, so you do what I want.
I totally
understand. So this is my thing. Your two big battles are those two battles. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about all that stuff. You have to do those two things on your own terms, and you got to air mattress it if you really love it. Otherwise, you're a fair weather film fan. That's the way it's going to... Or it might be like that wasn't your destiny. It wasn't really what you wanted to do anyways. But don't get into some risk that you don't want to do, and... Versus like an engagement.
Yep, I got it.
And don't pursue engineering or whatever because they're forcing you to. Make all those decisions on your own terms. Neither are better or worse.
Well, you're 28 as well, so you've been in this post game for a little while now. Like, you've stressed the fuck out of your parents quite a bit already, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, it might be a stupid decision, but like one of the reasons I wanted to move out, it wasn't a favorite of my parents or decision. Like, I just had to do it because I knew
that.
Like the pressure inside the house was like, you have a marketing degree,
I
have someone that's telling you can get a 40-50K job. So like, it was just too much. Like, I mean, my parents are my parents. You know, my mom's a house mom. My dad is a salesman at a Honda. He's been there for like 15 years.
Yep.
So like, you know what I'm saying? That was just like, okay, you got a degree. Now just go get made 40-50K, working at a job, which was available. But I just like, it was just that stuff every day. So when I knew I wanted to do a business to make money, if I could go help businesses and degree I did, which I had fun doing, like I was just, without them even talking, I already knew they were kind of like disappointed, like every single day. And I was just like, man, I just have to make the move out for a little bit to live in the city, actually.
That.
And then
I respect that.
I
you know what? You
so
know what the best
here,
way? You know what the best way to solve disappointment is?
What is that?
Success.
Right.
Like, I have 100%. A funny thing. So like, but here's the funny part. You're in the first quarter and you think the game's over.
Yeah, you have your whole life to make
like,
yeah, you
like, brother, you can literally
That's
win
true.
At 42 and then be like, told you. Like, you know, like, do not, like, and do not let the pressure of the 28's a funny year to me. 27, 28, like, I'm reading a lot of content. This 28, 27, 29, like, and 30, 33, like, this kind of interesting age group where, like, people make this funny switch when they turn 27 and think they're old when they're obnoxiously young.
Right.
And I'm fascinated.
You
want to
know where that comes from?
Sure.
So at 18, you leave, you have independence. From 18 to 30, really, right around 30, people are getting married and having kids.
Yeah.
So you're entering that window of your life of like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I get it.
No. So the seeds that I planted, have they manifested themselves?
I get it.
This is just my advice for artists. The thing with artists is you do this the rest of your life.
100%.
That's the crazy part. Like Dick Gregory was doing comedy until he died. In his 80s.
That's right.
That's the game. Same with filmmakers.
Same with entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's why I feel bad for athletes.
Right.
I used to think it was the best.
Right.
Like James Harden's going to be done at 36 forever. That's the true thing he was meant to do.
I mean, that stuff, like, I even, like, you know, the whole Oprah and KFC and, like, the whole story of how they made it later on, which is always inspiring, but, like, so, with Pakistani Indian parents, it's like,
so the thing,
your cousin's younger than your cousins are 23, 24 getting married.
Be like, fuck
and
you
want to do this. And it's like,
I love the Instagram 40. Video. I love
that.
Listen,
it's just hard.
No, everything important is hard.
I get it.
I know, like, you think it was fun for me? Like, it was not fun for me every time my parents disagreed. I live the same life. Like, it's the same game, just a different skin tone. I get it, but the reality is like, fuck you, dad. Like, that's real. Now, I highly recommend you say, Dad, I love you with all my heart, and I know for fact everything coming out of your mouth is what you want for me, and it's how you see it.
Right.
But Pops, you did your shit. Let me do mine. Let's post-game this in 30 years, then we can judge. I just think it's silly to judge in the first quarter.
So the operative part of that last part of your sentence, I'll see you in 30 years, dude, every family wedding, every... By the way,
I love that shit.
I'm on the other side of it.
I know you are.
Simba left Pride Rock.
Listen, I'm saying, but like, I get it.
It's
I'm just trying to give him, and more importantly, everybody, like, cool. Like, honestly, you either go to the wedding, and grandma and great aunt are shitting on you.
Yeah.
And you either hear that and say, I can't wait to stick it down your fucking throat in 2029, or you say, woe is me, this blows. I like the first one. And I think it's an interesting debate of how they're actually the same and how you train yourself to think is an interesting thing. That's all.
You're a competitive person. You like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
And same
that's
with me.
True.
I like that too.
But you know what I've been fascinated by? How much we underestimate the brain and how much we underestimate humans. I think a ton is DNA. But I'm fascinated. Listen, I'm a huge DNA guy.
Yeah.
However, I've been impressed now that I'm 42. I was blind DNA at 29. At 42, I'm like, huh, the people you surround yourself with, like, there's a lot of you know, like,
That'll maximize your internal talent.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I become super fascinated by the inner circle.
Yeah, your chief of staff, your core.
If he keeps hanging out with fucking LeBron fans in Houston, he's gonna fucking lose.
Yeah, guess who I'm a fan of?
Who?
Sacramento Kings.
I love you,
Pick
for
and
that.
Stick.
I know.
Dude, they had, you. Wait a minute, you're 32?
Yeah, man.
You had some good years.
Yeah, 2000s. Ooh.
Weber, White Chocolate.
Come on, man. Baby, Vladdy. Game 5. We were robbed,
yes. Do you understand?
I do. I'm,
can I give
I
you,
understand.
Let me tell you what you should do first. Go buy a Houston Rockets jersey. It will remind you of this conversation and will change. If you become a Rockets fan when we hang up, it will change the outcome of your life.
I don't entirely agree with that. You got to stand up to your family, but okay.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and the family's not even like, it's not like I have the strictest family in the world. It's just
the Nike jersey will change things.
Yeah.
I believe
it. CP3 jersey.
I get the mentality.
I really believe
it,
man.
I'm talking about the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room is easy
it's
when you're
not
wearing your
him
CP3.
Going to put
sure it is.
It.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because when he
I hear what I 100%
you're
hear
wearing
what you're
a Muhammad Ali hoodie.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of interesting things to this. Like, look, I think you're taking the black and white of it. But if he actually became a Rockets fan, I genuinely
it's
believe
the
that his life.
Of the
like,
DNA of
dude,
right.
I'm like, I think you're right. I just also think I'm right. Like, it's fascinating to me that he desperately needs to become a Rockets fan, or his life is going to be not as good.
How do you guys edit this? This is incredible.
Okay. I hear what
Can you become a Rockets fan, bro?
I am. I love the Rockets.
Dude, this is the whole thing. You can't say you are when the fucking Rockets go to the NBA Finals, play against the Cavs, and you're fucking like, yay, Kevin Love.
I got you. I'm getting what you're saying. See, I love the Rockets even more after CP3 came. I love CP3 so.
Please, we're gonna get off the phone.